me to be able to not only meet them and tell them that I admire them and appreciate them, but to be able to actually get to interview them and talk to them is something I never thought I'd be doing. So pretty special for me. Thankful for Nationwide for putting me in these positions to do these type of things and have fun and enjoy myself. So it's life's funny, man. It takes a lot of twists and turns, and you just kind of got to go with the flow.
You know a lot about greatness. When you hear the stories from Jack about his greatness, what does that mean to you to see a different sport, but still just talk to your success?
I think I admire his character and his ability to share, you know. So one of the things that's impressive to me is, and we talked about it on stage, is a lot of people when they just make the decision to retire from anything, really, and more specifically sport, it's a difficult decision, right? And it's an emotional decision, and a lot of times it's not really your decision. It's sort of your time, you know, time has passed you by, you're aging out, it's just becoming more difficult, and a lot of times it's hard to reckon with that, and we see a lot of, at least in racing, I see a lot of drivers will, you know, once they retire with it, you don't see them at the racetrack anymore, and you know, they go do and create and enjoy other things, but that relationship with motorsports and with driving is a tough one to break. And I imagine they have that same emotion in golf when they decide that they're done playing competitively. It's a difficult decision. And so I admire people that still continue to be present and give back. And so that's one thing that I wanted to talk to them about. And I think even as a recent retiree from motorsports, I still struggle with that decision, right? And struggle with how to cope with not being able to get out there, right, and do it. Even though I know at 50 years old I don't belong out there, it's still, you do something all your life and it's hard to stop. But anyhow, you know, just getting in the weeds a little bit with that. But I love talking to people. And talking to experts and talking to some of the greatest players ever about those type of things, about those real human experiences that they go through. And Jack was willing to share today, and I think that says a lot about his character, you know, that he can be honest about Trevino beating him in that tournament, and just making mere mention of those things says a lot about his character.
When you look at your own golf game, do you ever get out on the course much anymore? And
man.
And have you ever been out to Jack's course, and would you like to play it?
Yeah, I would love to play it. I don't play a lot of golf, but I've sporadically enjoyed going out there and knocking it around a little bit. And I'm not very good, so I get very frustrated. But then you'll hit the pin on a par four, and you're right back in, you know. It's like, you know, I play 18 holes and there's just one shot that like keeps you going, and the rest of them you're just wanting to break all the clubs in half. But I have a simulator at home, and it's so much fun to try to get on there and understand how to hit the ball better, and so I do enjoy that. And maybe as I get get into my 50s, it's something I'm certainly curious to pick it up as a consistent hobby of mine as I get a little older.
I would think you have the mental for it, though.
I don't know.
Concentration,
yeah.
That's what golf is, right?
Yeah,
you,
I don't.
As
I don't.
A driver.
Maybe. I think the flip side of that is to being too competitive, right? And trying to pick something up in the back half of your life and expecting to be great at it or be competitive with your friends and the people that's been playing it for the majority of their lives is probably unrealistic, but that would be the way I would approach it. So I still run races from now, and you know, from now and again I'll run one or two races a year just to smell the smells and hear the sounds and get reminded by all the great things about it, right? And you're like, I'm gonna go in there and just have fun, and I'm not gonna really put a lot of pressure on myself in terms of performance. But man, 5 minutes in, you're like, where are we on the speed chart? How fast are we compared to X, Y, and Z guy? And so you're right, you know, you can't help but get competitive about it, and I would probably approach that the same way. But I have all the tools and instruments to go play the game. I've got a couple sets of clubs and a couple bags and all the things I need, and just need to get out there and do it.
Who's the best best driver who plays golf?
Denny Hamlin's really good. Michael Waltrip. They have actually a tournament, the Golf Guys Tour, that Denny started, and there's about 20 people that are drivers, mechanics, industry insiders, that they play a tour that Denny created. And I think they're very, very good golfers. So I think Denny caddied for Bubba Watson in one tournament, yeah, for a round or something, several years back. Denny's very heavily involved in that, and so I would say those guys are probably pretty talented.
You seem like you just respect greatness from other athletes. Like, your eyes lighten up talking about Jack. So is there something that maybe you always looked at with the game of golf as a driver? I'm thinking, you know, yeah, in every race there's one winner, right? If you ain't first, you're last, right?
Yeah.
But same thing with golf. You know, you're aiming to have top tens, top fives. But one guy can win. Is there something about patience or focus that you look at with that game that you can draw back to what you did?
Yeah, kind of long. There was a question I asked them on the stage today about the ebbs and flows of who's great and how long a golfer can remain at winning pace, right, and play winning golf. It just seems to be a difficult question to answer. And, you know, you'll see golfers that have this little run of success, and then, you know, within a year or two, they're sort of, you know, mid-pack. And now there's new names at the top of the board, and trying to understand that or even find a correlation of my sport and what I know about racing. And I know why guys are great in racing, and I know when a guy wins a race why he did it and how it happened, and I know the parallel, you know, the particulars involved in the car and the mechanics of the car and how great that was. And I know why a guy wins a championship during the season. I can see it. I can see the parts and pieces working and his preparation and all that. And I wanted to understand that about golf. And outside of that, I think we all understand how difficult a game that is and how frustrating and how hard it is to be good. It's a very, very special game that's so difficult to master.
Do you think you learned maybe a little bit just from being around Jack, or maybe if you try to boil it down to that one trait that made him be able to last, yeah, those ebbs and flows? Like, I mean, he had, I think, 27 second place finishes,
yeah,
in majors,
right,
which is just ridiculous to,
yeah,
think about.
Just I think it comes down to preparation and him understanding when to be up and when to be up and when to allow himself to be down. He talked about that. And, you know, I, in my mind, would think a golfer practices and works and builds himself up and tailors his equipment around his game and tries to sustain that for as long as possible, right? Once he peaks, feels like he's doing it all right. But Jack talked about letting himself back down and building himself back up and being good at the right moment, right around the majors and so forth. And I found that really interesting. And so I think it's all about preparation. Everybody always says golf's such a mental game, and maybe more mental than any other sport, right? Maybe there's probably not a more difficult sport mentally in terms of focus and perfection, and how the process of the swing plays out than golf. I don't think anything compares.
What does aging do for racing? In other words, the same with golf. Is it a hand-eye thing? I mean,
that's a great question. I've asked a lot of drivers when I was starting to think about retiring. I asked a lot of drivers, like, how do you know, right?
Right.
What were the telltale signs? And I particularly wanted to talk to those who felt like age had become that factor, because there's a lot of reasons why people retire.
Sure.
But, yeah, I talked to, like, Jeff Gordon. He had back issues. You know, his back was bothering him, and it was getting to a point to where it was becoming, a problem. And I bet you it is. It's not so much age. When you're 20 and you're trying to prove you belong and you're trying to win and rack up those statistics to allow you to argue your name into that conversation of a great race car driver, you're willing to take all the risks.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get, you turn 35, 40, you're not willing to take,
yeah,
them risks any longer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's a point where there's a cross between risk-taking and experience and smart, right? And that's the perfect crossing point where a driver's at his peak, where there's a perfect amount of risk taking and the perfect amount of judgment and good common sense. And then eventually the risk taking noses over, you're no longer willing to do the things and put yourself in those dangerous situations out on the racetrack because you know the repercussions of that not working out in your favor, and so you stop taking those risks. That 25-year-old that you're side by side with going down in the corner, he takes it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's right. When you get beat.
Same with golf. They say the young guys will hit it 10 feet by. They don't care.
Yes.
Right. Because there's no fear. They just hit it.
There
back.
You go.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.